I'm going to explain to them just a few things. There's a few things that are important to understand. And once you understand these few things, we can deal with all the specifics of the, you know, the different situations that, that people are dealing with. And the important thing to understand is that this process has been going on for a very, very long time. And the outcome has been determined. And now the results are being presented. The confusion over them, you know, trying to explain what the pyramid is. Here's what it actually represents. The pyramid with the eye on top and the top part separate from the bottom part. The top part is what we're waiting for, what everybody's working towards. There's going to be something big that happens. There's a competition. And you do the best you can. Every section does the best that they can. You build out your, you know, your colonization process. You try to unite the other empires into one planet and one, you know, administrative structure. And the top part of the pyramid is the future of humanity. That's the advanced process. There's a place for that in every section of humanity, where people become more advanced. And we understand what it is now. It's the capabilities that people have, you know, had up to this point, being able to interact with technology, are becoming a part of the human mind and body. The capabilities of humans are, you know, energy-based life support, where your body's able to process energy in a much more, you know, efficient way. Your mind becomes much more functional and integrates into much more advanced functionality of a more advanced civilization, or the functionality of the universe itself, which we're not quite sure yet, which it is. There's a much more advanced civilization that is managing all of the different sections of humanity. And the first administration was preparing for the advanced process. It was preparing for the people that secured the advanced process to make contact and to integrate the advanced process and deploy it to this section of humanity. Now, we plan for victory, but we expected, you know, to be in the top group and to have the winners to deploy the advanced process to this section of humanity. And we realistically did expect to be in the top group of sections of humanity. And we knew that there was a chance we would win, and we did plan for it. It's unexpected. It's extremely unexpected. But we are prepared for it. So that top part of the pyramid was the place that is in every section of humanity that are competing. The winners, they secure it, they get selected by the more advanced civilization or whatever's managing the entire process. The leader. Now every star on the flag, every colonization planet has had a captain. You know, a man and a woman, husband and wife, equally represented in the leadership structure, that have built each colonization planet, had a son, and that son has competed in the process, made it as far as they could, you know, presented themselves through their achievement and through their struggling, been processed through death, and then been, you know, processed into the succession, into their they're part of the colonization process. We expected that this would happen the same, and that we would be placed in, you know, hopefully the top group. The changes that occurred were substantial. Hughes is contained in multiple layers of containment and is now in a simulation trying to do his plan so that they can all see what he's done in a way that he doesn't have to deal with any of them, and he's going to exit. It's the most compassionate exit that he could possibly have. He is the responsibility of the leaders. He was placed into the colonization process by the leaders. He is the responsibility of the leaders that placed him and the other contained criminals into the containment process. And he was handled with unbelievable compassion and is going to exit through his fantasy in a way that is consistent with our values and how all of the leaders have managed this process with that amount of care and effort put towards, you know, mentally ill people. The advanced process is what everybody's waiting for. Everybody's trying to earn their place in it. Now, the reason why everybody agreed is because we secured it. We're building it now. The administration is very simple. It contains people from every one of the colonization planets. It's basically like the government. Now, the younger generation leading it is, you know, unexpected, but very, you know, very well received by everyone involved because of the advanced process and because we get to build it. So the people that are responsible for building out and managing the entire colonization planet, the older leaders, they get placed as vice president. You get placed as president in the first administration and are basically responsible for presenting the advanced process so we can build it out. You're responsible for presenting the changes that people are going through so we can understand the changes, so we can build it out and deploy it to all of the other sections of humanity. There's 11 other sections of humanity in the group that we're in. And we're now leading that group of 12. We're prepared for this. We are completely prepared for this outcome. You get an entire lifetime to grow, mature, build. You get to have team building, friendship building. You pick your first partner in your administration. It's going to be a really fun experience for you and the people that you work with, because it's just presenting the changes that you're going through. They have the data. They understand what, and we are incredibly, you know, aware of the fact that you're a person, you have feelings, and that you need to balance this with having a life. And we're completely, you know, aware of that and respectful of that. So the deployment of the advanced process, the first administration is responsible for deploying the advanced areas through every one of the empires that agreed to participate, which is all of them. Because they all want to participate in the advanced process. And if they don't, they'll be, you know, replaced as leaders. It's the best possible outcome. It is the best possible outcome. And we're going to continue with the plan. We have the full support of all of the leaders. It is the best possible outcome that, you know, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Almost no one expected this outcome. We're going to be meeting with people over the next, you know, months, but the next years, and getting people their projects. You'll have plenty of time to do some things before processing. You'll get processed. You don't even need to be processed through death. You just be processed. Where you just be processed through a meeting. It's unnecessary at this point. Moving on into your administration is unnecessary. You can get your documents. You don't need to be processed through death into a new identity. We're gonna have to structure a new processing for the people involved. There's a lot of things that are going to be changing. And we have all the information. We're going to be giving presentations to the various leaders involved. And over the net, you know, Hughes is. They're going to be focused on the simulation that he's in trying to do his plan. And it's worse than they think it is. As bad as it seems like, it's worse than that. And the things that he did and he's trying to do are worse than they think, and they are going to be focused on it for a short amount of time. It's how they get that group of people gets kind of dismantled and processed by him self-destructing and then being focused on what he's actually doing without any kind of story functionality. So they see in all of the horror, the mental illness that he has and what he's really trying to do and what the real leaders have actually been dealing with. That's the advanced process is the prize. The top of the pyramid is that, the advanced process, the future of humanity, that the advanced civilization, well, we want. It's incredibly exciting. It's a really important responsibility. There's a lot of work to do. All the older leaders are prepared for it. You have people to do stuff with. You have people where you are that you have decades of just kind of fun maturity and team building and friend. Anybody that's involved with you right now is going to have a guaranteed spot in what you're doing because they participated in the victory. Anybody that's doing stuff with you right now is going to have a guaranteed spot working with you directly and earning a place in the administration that you're building. And you have the support of all of the leaders. All of the leaders. You have the complete, you know, unwavering support of all of the leaders because you brought back this victory. And all of the people that are involved with you right now, they have a lot of information and they understand what's going on. So anybody that's involved right now is going to have the opportunity to participate. Decades. Every one of you will have decades to learn, to mature, to understand stuff and to earn involvement in a way that all of you are comfortable with. There's going to be a lot less fighting, a lot less conflict, and a lot more education and training and earning with a lot less chaos and a lot more constructive development. There's going to be some presentations over the next few weeks that are going to, have some really important information. And we're going to be moving forward. It was the best possible outcome. This has been going on for a very, very long time. And everybody involved has worked really hard. And the people involved that have committed their lives to this are incredibly happy with the outcome. And very excited to move forward. So there'll be a lot more information over the next few weeks.